So it's 195 actually.
Yeah, 195 is alright.
It's a healthy weight for my height, but I like on the heavier side. Because
you're 6'2".
I like being on the heavier side.
Why?
It's harder to move.
Yeah,
for other people.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Speaking of harder to move, Gus contacted me yesterday. I'm going to interview some of the fighters at the gym.
Is he going to leave any forwarding address? Oh, never mind. This is recorded.
Yeah, no. But yeah, I can see where you like having the weight, but you can still see where you're really buff.
Yeah, I
know. Your chest is really...
Because, like, with work, you're just sliding lumber all day, so you do get the
upper body
exercise,
strength.
Yeah.
And what about your legs? You never had
that finished. I walk a lot. That's about it. I walk a lot.
You have your big grandpa's legs.
Coda asked if we call you tiny.
Hmm?
Coda. A friend online.
Oh.
Asked if we call you tiny. Yeah, yeah. We do.
No. Man-child.
Man-child.
Man-child. That's what we call him. That and Moco.
Yeah, we do.
But that is only for family. Call him Moco.
Keen.
Moco.
Mokeen. For the rest of the world.
And Jenna's lost weight.
I don't know if she's lost weight. She says she's 138. She weighed herself after I did.
Good.
I remember weighing that when I was 18.
138.
19. After I had Justin.
But she's heavier than she used to be.
At 17, I weighed 165 pounds.
You
I
was think that fat. Means she's
165?
You was fat.
At 17.
Yes.
I got pictures to prove I wasn't fat.
You were thick.
I was not thick.
You was thick. Even your mother said you were chubby.
Yeah, baby fat.
You saw the picture. Who are you going to believe, my mom or the picture?
Your mother.
That's just wrong.
Because you was a bit, and he always had a healthy appetite.
That's no lie.
That's
there. I will say my mom's telling that truth.
That means you was fat and you ate everything that was put in front of you.
Yes, I did, because you don't know when you're going to eat again. You ain't getting in that refrigerator without any permission.
Uh-huh.
You're going to get hit.
See, and that's why you be it, because you eat all the time.
You ate that goulash. You ate them pork chops. Whatever sat in front of you, you ate it gratefully. Because
uh-huh.
You could be eating dirt.
That's true.
Dirt's not too bad.
Mix it in with some water and you got some chocolate frosting.
Ew.
Actually, it's like cake mix.
Ew.
Come here right now.
Are those my socks?
No, they're mine.
Come
here.
Oh.
See, they hang.
Oh, okay. So those are yours.
I want the gray ones because they're shorter.
Come here. Ginger, come here right
now. Oh, so. I heard, someone told me a joke last night. It's a German joke.
It's a Jewish joke, is what it is.
It was a Jewish joke. He asked me, he's this little short
Ginger.
German guy, 100% German, and he says, how many Jews can you fit into a Volkswagen? And I said, I don't know, how many Jews can you fit into a Volkswagen? He said, two in the front, two in the back, and four in the ashtray.
Yeah, that's old.
I've never heard it before. Stop, that's gross.
She's crowded.
She's gross.
She's crowded.
That's gross. Don't do that.
Hey, I'll do what I want when I'm crowded.
You didn't even take care of her last night when you were here. You just left her.
She was sleeping out with you.
She don't sleep with us. I don't know. I don't know where she was.
Crowded. I took her on a truck drive. That's all she needs. Beating you.
So what did you and Jenna do this morning?
It was morning sex, and then went to Pizza Ranch.
This morning?
Yeah.
I thought you went last night.
Oh.
What'd you do last night?
I had sex and slept, because I was exhausted from being up since early in the morning.
Cochino!
I watched The Lawnmower Man. I made Jenna watch The Lawnmower Man.
Oh my god.
I made Jenna watch The Lawnmower Man.
Oh, did you see
Job what with his crazy and then he crazy eyes and then Pierce Brosnan is all the best games.
And then
the chimp in the beginning and then you just
did you see I watched 11 11 11?